Well, it now looks all but inevitable that she will be defeated on this vote tonight, because without the DUP backing it and without at least a very large number of members of the ERG backing it, there just aren't the numbers in Parliament. You know, even if 30, 40 Labour MPs were to vote for her deal, she just wouldn't get it through with the DUP voting against and the ERG either voting against or abstaining. So, yeah, I think it's all but inevitable now.
For the Prime Minister in her position, I mean, what will she be thinking now? And, I mean, certainly if she is defeated again.
Well, I suppose, you know, given that the last defeat on this particular deal was 230, I mean, she can't do a lot worse than that. But, of course, anything approaching that number will be catastrophic and will, you know, probably destroy her, you know, what's left of her authority. So I suppose maybe if it's only in the region of 50 or so, she might claim an honourable defeat. But to be honest, you know, anyone's guess now, A, what the scale of the defeat is, and B, what would constitute a more honourable one than last time round. But I guess anything more than three figures, so anything over 100, I think will just look absolutely terrible and just makes the whole parliament really, you know, the whole parliamentary process very, you know, very difficult for her. So whether that means an early election, whether it means, you know, her resigning and handing over to someone else, who knows? But it certainly complicates things for her much more so than even the first defeat in January.
So you think her position is going to be called into question again?
Well, I think inevitable, because any government losing a vote of this significance, and not just once but twice, you know, would face questions, you know, of authority and legitimacy. So yes, I think her position becomes tremendously difficult. I mean, her biggest advantage in all this is still that there's no single challenger to her position as leader and prime minister. You know, if there was one clear alternative, I think the Tories probably would have already gone for it. There isn't. Even the Brexiteers are very divided amongst each other. That's probably what just about keeps her in office now, but she's not in power and she hasn't been for a while, and I think that's becoming increasingly clear.